Welcome to Torah Tilecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Professor Smada Rosenzweig, and today we will be studying Shmuel Aleph Perek Kaf, Chapter 20. Let's recap Perek Yud Tet, Chapter 19. Shaul goes about trying to assassinate David. Shaul speaks to his son Yonatan and his servants about his plans to assassinate David. But Yonatan wants to defend David, and he convinces his father not to kill David. We saw in all of these chapters how the language of family is used very extensively. Even though we know Yonatan is Shaul's son and Shaul is Yonatan's father, the use of those assignations is very, very strong because it wants to show how complicated these family relationships become once David enters the picture. And we even saw earlier the tension between Shaul and Yonatan, when Yonatan really shines through in that earlier battle with Plishtim. After another success in battle, when David comes to play in the palace for Shaul, Shaul is so distraught that he tries to kill David twice. And David runs home to his house with Michal. And here, Michal, defined as the wife of David, not the daughter of Shaul, tells David that he has to escape, otherwise he is going to be killed. And she lowers him from the window. And when her father asks, "What have you done?" she says, "He threatened me. What could I do?" And David escapes to Shmuel in Nayot. And Shaul tries to follow him there. He sends messengers, but each one receives prophecy. And then Shaul himself goes, and he receives prophecy as well. And he strips off his kingly garments. Very symbolic, right? Clothes in Sefer Shmuel are very symbolic, and in all of Tanakh. Shaul is behaving in unusual ways because he is so consumed with destroying David, because he sees David as stealing his kingship and taking away his son Yonatan's kingship. But he is neglecting his job as king and is too focused on David. Maybe if Shaul worked hard to establish his kingship and right the ship, maybe he would still have a good reputation and be king for many years. Meanwhile, David is gaining a reputation as the great hero of Bnei Israel. But now, because Shaul is hunting him, David has to escape. First, he escapes to Shmuel in Nayot, and he realizes maybe he'll never be able to go home again. In our chapter, David and Yonatan strategize about the Rosh Chodesh meal, the Rosh Chodesh Seuda. David comes to Yonatan and confronts him about his father's attempts to kill him. And Yonatan's reaction is very telling and interesting. He responds to David that his father would never do anything without informing him. Very fascinating that Yonatan is so confident in his relationship with his father that he can't imagine Shaul taking action without consulting him. But David responds, "I'm telling you, your father knows our close relationship, so he doesn't want to let you know his plans. He knows you'll be sad if you found out that he wants to kill me." So David says, "Let's plan a test. If Shaul is very angry when I, David, miss the family Rosh Chodesh meal, then it's clear that he wants to kill me and he has not changed his mind. The sign of escape is going to be that Yonatan is going to tell his weapons bearer, 'Oh, shoot the arrows very, very far.' And that will be the sign that David has to run away." And again, they make a covenant, a brit between them. Yonatan and David swear not to destroy each other's families, and especially that David should swear not to destroy Yonatan's family when David becomes king. Because usually, the king destroys the previous dynastic family. So Yonatan is planning ahead, already understanding that David is going to be king. David misses the first day, first meal, and nothing unusual transpires because Shaul is thinking maybe David is not tahor in a state of ritual purity, so he can't eat from the sacrifice. On the second day, though, of Rosh Chodesh, Shaul inquires about David's whereabouts, and Yonatan replies that David requested to go home to his family. And the second day, after this response, Shaul answers harshly. Vayichar af Shaul b'Yonatan, vayomer lo ben navat mardut, halo yadati ki vocher ata leven Yishai, levoshtecha ulevoshet ervat imecha. Shaul flies into a rage against Yonatan, and he says, You are the son of a perverse, rebellious woman. I know that you side with the son of Yishai. To your shame, and the shame of your mother's immodesty. Ki kol hayamim asher ben Yishai al adama, lo tikon ata umalchutecha. Va'ata shlach ve'kach oto elai, ki ven mavet hu. All the days that Yishai will live on this earth, the son of Yishai will live on this earth. He doesn't even want to call David by his name. He just says, Ben Yishai, the son of Yishai. Neither you nor your kingship will be secure. Now then, have him brought to me, for he is a man marked for death, Ben Mavet. Vayan Yonatan et Shaul Aviv, vayomer elav, lama yumat me'asa. But Yonatan speaks up to his father, Shaul, right? We know Shaul is his father, but again, this emphasis. Why should he be put to death? What has he done? And Shaul is so upset that usually, right, Shaul takes the chanit, the spear, and tries to kill David. But here, vayatel Shaul et hachanit alav la'akoto, vayida Yonatan ki chalahi me'im aviv lahamit et David. Shaul takes the spear, and he wants to strike down Yonatan. And then Yonatan realizes, his father is very determined to kill David. And then Yonatan gets up from the table, bechoriaf, so angry. V'lo achal b'yom ha'chodesh ha'sheni lechem. And Yonatan did not eat bread or the meal, right, at this second day of Rosh Chodesh. This is an escalation in this antagonism. Shaul is transferring his anger towards David to Yonatan and is attempting to kill him. Yonatan is so upset and he does not eat and goes out to the field to inform David. He shoots the arrows very far to indicate to David that he has to escape. And now, right away, his father is so angry. He even tried to kill Yonatan. And when David and Yonatan meet to say goodbye, David cries more. Ad ki David higdil. This is the first time we see David's emotions. Until now, everyone is loving and reacting to David. Shaul originally loved him, then hates him. Yonatan has this strong passion towards him, right? Good friend. We have Michal, loyal to David, and she marries him because she loves him. But this is very important for us because this indicates for us David's emotional state. The pressure is mounting. He had to run away from the palace. He can't go home again. He had to run away from his wife. And he has to run away and go into hiding. And their meeting ends with a message of Brit again. They swore to each other to safeguard their close relationship between their families and future generations. Even though they are so close, circumstances can change. And as we saw, love can so very easily turn to hate. If you have a cherished relationship, you must put safeguards in place to ensure the immutability of that relationship. And they want to ensure the peace between them and their families. Many times we think, oh, if you have a relationship and you care about each other, you don't need any legalities to formalize the relationship. But here is a great example that the more precious the relationship and the more important it is, the more it needs protection. We see this with marriage as well. We have so many formalities and legalities to safeguard the marriage covenant. Why not just say, oh, we love each other, so we are devoted to each other. The more something is precious, the more you want to safeguard it. So let's recap our perek. David plans a test. If Shaul is very angry when David misses the Rosh Chodesh meal, Su'uda, then it is clear that Shaul wants to kill David. And David will have to escape. And the sign will be given by shooting arrows. David and Yonatan make a covenant between them. And Yonatan makes David swear not to destroy his family when he will become king. What's the test? David misses the first day, and nothing unusual transpires because Shaul surmises that maybe David is not tahor, in a state of ritual purity to eat from the sacrifice. But on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, when David misses the meal, Shaul is very angry, and he asks, "Where is David?" And Yonatan replies, "He requested to go home to his family." This also is a bit of an escalation in antagonism between Yonatan and Shaul, because the loyalty family issue, the relationship issue, is the key here. Is David Shaul's son-in-law, right? Or is he more loyalty to his family in Yehuda, to Yishai? When Shaul hears this, he is so upset. And he says, "You know, as long as David is alive, you will not be king. Why are you harboring David? Why are you defending him?" And Shaul is so upset that he attempts to kill Yonatan with his spear. Yonatan is so upset. Remember, we said earlier that Yonatan says, "Oh, my father will never think of anything without telling me." And now he sees, oh, this huge chasm between him and his father. And he does not eat, and he goes out to the field to inform David. And he shoots the arrows very far to indicate to David that he has to escape. And now, quickly, far away, when David and Yonatan meet to say goodbye, David cries more. And this is the first time we see David's emotions. Until now, we see everyone else is loving and reacting to David. And this shows that David is coming to a different emotional state, maybe even a breaking point. The pressure is mounting. He has to run away from the palace. He has to run away from his wife. He has to run away and go into hiding. He really has to leave the life that he knows. Our next chapter will deal with David on the run and the beginning of his temporary downward slide. How will he pull himself up when we have pressures in our life? How do we react? Now, many times, of course, the pressure gets to us, but can we get out of it? What we're seeing with Shaul is having a very difficult time getting out of this frustration that he has in seeing David succeed, and his response is to destroy David, and he can't think of anything else. Will this also happen to David, that this pressure is going to be so all-consuming that he is going to stumble, and maybe stumble in a way that even though he's anointed king, he will not get to the throne? Well, let's see what happens in our future prakim, in our future chapters. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat Frida Bat Moshe Eliyahu.